Our first case this morning is Alvern Weed versus the Social Security Administration, 2024-2006. Mr. Weed, you want to split your time with Mr. Tipp, and we've agreed to that, but the government is not appearing, and so there won't be actual rebuttal, but you can spend the 15 minutes as you wish, divided between yourself and Mr. Tipp, or as you wish. Please proceed.
May it please the court. Good morning, Your Honors. And at the outset, as was announced, I am Alvern Weed, the petitioner in this case. And I very much appreciate the court's permission to allow me to appear personally. This case is a matter of clashing orders. We have one order issued by the EEOC for its violation of the ADEA. That was...
Well, Mr. Weed, since I think you're going to recite a lot of facts, which we already know. So let me just ask you...
Surely.
There are two different orders, and you say they're clashing. What are you looking for here? You want us, as I understand it, you want us to give you some of what you got in your MSPB case and some of it what you got in the EOC case, right?
Yes.
And what is the difference? What do you want out of the MSPB case?
Okay, out of the MSPB case, it would be...
Do you want their starting date?
No, I don't want the starting date. I want the starting date to be July 07, consistent with the EEOC order.
And you want the money or the position, the money out of the position you would have gotten that, which is higher than the one you got out of the MSPB?
Correct.
But then you want something out of the MSPB order, I think, which is you want the extra year you got from 2011 to 2012, or am I wrong about that?
From the MSPB order, the denial of the offer for employment was in October of 2012, and that would add a couple months on to what was ordered by the EEOC, as I recall.
But you would want that additional time that you got out of the MSPB at the rate, you want to mush together the rate you were getting out of the EEOC position, but the time you were getting out of the MSPB order.
Yes.
Is there any case that's ever done anything like that?
No. There has never been a case, to my knowledge, where there were multiple positions involved, one which provided more benefit than the other.
Yeah, but what's key to this case and the problem the MSPB had is not what you generally might be able to argue to a regular person, what you should be entitled to, but who gets to decide. And how does the MSPB have the authority to modify its order and at the same time modify the EEOC order to add another few months? How is that within the range of what the MSPB is allowed to do when the only thing before them was this one order, not the MSPB order?
Okay, the MSPB order standing alone provided a couple more months of service credit. And the EEOC order, which came first, provided the most benefit. The MSPB order acted to reduce the EEOC order.
Well, effectively, that may have been the impact. that wasn't what it did. It was an award or payment for what you were entitled to under your VEO claim.
Well, what happens when an order to reset a person's start date under, in this case, the MSPB order, it sets the start date before the EEOC order.
Mr. Weed, you've gotten paid, right?
Yes.
You've gotten back pay.
Yes.
For how many years?
I retired in 2008. The back pay under the EEOC order terminated in August of 2011. So, yes, I did.
So, the board was correct in saying this appeal is moot because you've gotten paid.
Well, the appeal would be moot if there were no further benefit or redress I could obtain under the MSPB order. If the MSPB order were reset to the same date as the EEOC order, then that would still give me the actual pay increase that I received from the Air Force while still working actively as an employee of the Air Force. What happens when the imputed start date is set back to September, that takes away a pay increase I realized in December while working for the Air Force, and that pay increase persisted until my retirement. Resetting the start date to September of 06 obliterates.
Mr. Wheat, right. As I understand, at bottom, you're looking for damages equal to a 2006 start date, but a 2007 salary. Is that right?
No.
How is that wrong?
I am looking for a reset under the MSPB order to July of 07.
But you want damages back to a 2006 start date.
When OPM calculates or recalculates what an appellant is entitled to, like I said, the reset to September of 06, continues the lower grade salary to
until the date of your raise in 2007?
No. Until my imputed retirement, which
can
in the
get back the money from September 6th till July the next year, 2007? Are you paying that back to the MSPB?
Oh, it's been paid back. Yes. And I refer to the court, if I may.
But you are seeking, just to follow up on Judge Starr's question, you're seeking the longer part at the end of the award from the MSPB, because that award extended a year longer than the EEOC award. So you are seeking that portion of the MSPB award.
That would be the result of resetting under the MSPB order the start date to July 07.
I was a little unclear on your earlier thing about when you retired. Like, you were awarded, as I understood under the MSPB, 6 years worth of back pay. Were you not given that, or was there only a few years and then you retired so you didn't get any more back pay?
No, I received back pay first in December of 2012, I believe.
From the MSPB case?
No, EEOC case.
Okay, but what did you get from the MSPB case? Did you get 6 years' worth of back pay for no?
Well, what I got with the MSPB case was a reduced salary.
But answer my question, though. Did you get 6 years' worth of that salary that you had been awarded by the MSPB?
Yes, I did. But that was at a lower pay grade than what I had under the EEOC order.
Counsel, you want to save 5 minutes for your counsel? Mr. Wade, your 10 minutes has expired. You can continue or do what you requested.
I'll continue. And the impact of the MSPB order was to take away and collect back pay actually earned and paid while I was still an active employee of the Air Force. And the way that works, OPM computes what pay I would have received under the MSPB order, and it identifies as outside pay anything that I received during the period covering the MSPB order. And that collection back included, number one, the pay increase actually experienced in September of...
But isn't that the way back pay orders always work? You have to, you are getting paid in, from the MSPB.
Yeah.
I assume you sought the recovery, which is 6 years' worth of back pay. And so if you had other earnings, even if you went out and got a private sector job, that would offset the amount that you would have gotten. I mean, that's the way the Back Pay Act works. That's the way the whole system works, to have an offset for wages earned if you're going to get back pay for a period of time.
Yes, that, that is the case. Absolutely. Like I said, the pay actually received when I was working for the Air Force was collected back because of the increase I received. It was essentially a QSI for in December of 06.
Isn't the concept here, the concept here is that the various adjudications is determined you had a right to a particular position as early as 2006. You said in the litigation you would have agreed to take any of these four positions, and so it was decided to, that you would have taken the earliest, the 2006, and you have to take what's good and what's bad with that 2006 position, and that's the law, and it plays out in a funny way in your case, but I'm not sure there's anything left that we can do for you.
The if the court would have the authority, I would be much better off if the court would basically expunge the whole MSPB case.
But it's not unlawful. That's our basis for reversing a board to find that they acted unlawfully.
Yes,
it's not clear they did here.
The board acted unlawfully. It exceeded its jurisdiction, absolutely. It entered an order.
It exceed its jurisdiction. If it had before it a petition for enforcement of its award, that's those are the parameters of its authority with respect to your matter.
The petition for enforcement in actuality was a misnomer. I didn't know... well, at the time the petition for enforcement was initiated, I did not know what the impact on my, well, retirement. They also collected back retirement at a higher rate of $2,000 a month, which I was paid under the EEOC order. the MSPB order reduced my annuity from $2,000 a month down to $1,600 a month. All that has been collected back over the last 5 years. And that will stay at the reduced rate in perpetuity.
Mr. Weed,
Mr.
Weed, you're running out of time. Do you have a final summary statement?
Yes. One thing I would like to point out to the court in Red Appendix 51, there is a statement about a conversation I had with the SSA counsel in June of 2006. This was on the verge of an EEOC hearing. She had called me to discuss stipulations and such and maybe resolve this. I told her all I wanted was a position with the SSA and its Kalispell field office.
Mr. Wade, I think we have your argument. Your time has expired. The case is submitted.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. And again, my thanks to the court for allowing me here.